From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Pope Francis leaves Cuba's capital and heads to the eastern part of the country on Monday, one day after meeting with the Castro brothers, who have ruled Cuba since 1959. The Roman Catholic leader will celebrate Mass in front of tens of thousands of people in the town of Holguín before heading to Santiago, Cuba's second largest city, where he'll visit the Shrine of the Virgin of Charity. On Sunday, Pope Francis celebrated Mass in Havana before a huge crowd of worshipers packing Havana's historic Revolutionary Square.
Este hacernos cargos por amor no apunta a una actitud de servilidad.
Francis wraps up his Cuban visit on Tuesday when he travels to the United States. His schedule includes a private meeting with President Obama, speaking to a joint meeting of Congress, and addressing the UN General Assembly in New York. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew a transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority and offer amnesty to the coup leaders, with new elections scheduled for November 22nd. The plan will be submitted to the African Union summit on Tuesday for approval. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place remain unclear. None of the hostages have yet been identified, but the New Orleans-based company Transoceanic Development, which helps deliver humanitarian aid, says one of its employees is among them. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News.